Project 1015. It's Friday. Sierra Club. And actually, you know what? I'm not sure that Tom Gorman and I have ever actually spoke. I've got him on the phone. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent because it's Friday. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
I am ready for a weekend. I heard it was going to be windy tomorrow, but that's probably not going to stop me from going out and doing a little yard work.
Yes.
What's going on with the Sierra Club today?
Well, actually, we're right in the middle of this primary season for electing officials, local officials.
That's right. If it's election season, does that mean we can go out there and shoot them?
No, I don't think so.
It's not like hunting season?
Actually not, but
dang.
For us, it keeps us very busy, really.
No, which I know that you guys have an extensive vetting process.
Yes,
for your
true.
Endorsements.
Yes.
And you know, you're welcome to talk a little bit about that if you like. And some of the highlights of the upcoming election, folks that are environmentally minded, I assume.
Yes, yes. Well, you're correct. We do have a pretty good process in place, I think. And we send questionnaires out to candidates and ask, you know, pretty pointed questions about the environment and how they feel about the issues that are important to the Sierra Club. And we also co-sponsor forums from time to time, which we did for the PRC campaign. And then we analyze all the information and we look at the candidates very closely. Oftentimes they have been in elected positions and we have a record of how they've done on the environment and protecting resources. So we think it's a pretty good process. We then run it through our chapter, which is pretty much state level, and make sure that, especially with candidates that affect much of the state, that we all agree on endorsing the best candidates.
All right. Well, I'm glad that, you know, somebody's keeping an eye on these things because it's a lot to keep an eye on. And frankly, I just don't have time. So,
yes.
I got the card, the little yellow card.
Yes, good.
It's got all
good.
The names on it. Now, where can folks pick one of those up? Because that's handy. Are you going to have those at election stations?
Well, I don't know if we'll have them at election stations, but we're passing those out when we go door-to-door campaigning. And we printed a lot of those, and it contains all of the endorsed official folks that are running for office that we've endorsed. And so they're pretty readily available.
Well, you're one of the political committee guys at the Sierra Club, so who have you got your eye on?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of really close races going, and let me just tell you about a few of the folks we've endorsed. I'll start with the PRC. You know, that's been kind of controversial recently, and so we really did a fairly thorough job of vetting, and we co-sponsored a forum. And the candidate we came up with and have endorsed is Virginia Vigil. And Virginia has been a county commissioner, and she's done an outstanding job. She has an outstanding record regarding the environment. She advocated for the Sustainable Growth Management Plan for the county and has also been involved in the solar installation for the Buckman Direct Diversion Project. But beyond that, you know, the PRC requires a broad level of experience and knowledge, and we feel like Virginia has that. So that's one of the reasons we endorsed her. You know, they cover things like telecommunications, insurance, transportation, and a wide range of things that they have a very strong influence on. And Virginia's experience as an attorney and a county commissioner, we feel, are really strong assets. And as I said, you know, looking at her record as a county commissioner, she's done an outstanding job.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're also the Public Lands Committee guy, or one of them. And
one of them, yes.
Now, does that somehow tie into what the PRC does?
Well, not as much as some of the other things. The public lands, we look at a lot of the issues regarding the forest use and how to protect the resources and wildlife. So the PRC doesn't get too involved in that, but, you know, we certainly are very encouraged by Virginia's record in protecting the environment and preserving our resources.
All right. Now, you said there were some close races, in your opinion. What are some of those?
Well, a couple of them at the county level. You know, we're not sure with the polling because it's not always real accurate. But, for instance, in District 4 for the County Commission, Kathy Holian, who has been in that position, has been endorsed by us, and we're very, very high on her. She's done an outstanding job. She has she's a real champion for us on water issues, land, wildlife, and I'm always impressed when I talk with her about her knowledge of things that are going on here. And she really takes a lot of responsibility for doing the right thing for our environment here. She sponsored a resolution at the county level to ban inhuman trapping, and we've been a strong advocate of that as well.
Do you mean inhumane trapping?
Inhumane, yes.
You said inhuman.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I guess it is kind of, if you look, you can look at it that way.
Inhumane trapping. You're right, Chris. But she's also sponsored resolutions that, you know, we feel strongly about regarding climate change and expanding the Pecos Wilderness. She's had a very responsible record working as a county commissioner, so we're very strong supporters of her.
All right.
The other one is District 2, Maria Esther de Anda, and she's also, I think, in a fairly close race, but she's got a real strong record as a person of personal honesty and integrity, and she's always asking difficult questions to developers, and she's very concerned about the development issues for the county. And she supported the county's oil and gas ordinance, which you may be familiar with. It was passed a couple of years ago, and it's a very strong one, and it's sort of a model for the country on how counties ought to go about keeping oil and gas out if they possibly can. So she's a strong candidate.
All right, and I'm guessing that all the endorsements are up at the website, too.
Yes.
NMSierraClub.org.
Yeah. And the other one, District 5, Liz Stefanics, is also, she has an excellent record on the environment, but she's unopposed in the primary, so we're not too worried about that right now. So.
And this will be, is this not the last time she's running, is what I heard?
I think so. I believe that's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Not that they have term limits or anything. It's just that I think after a while you're just kind of pooped.
Yeah.
Could I say pooped on the radio? I guess I just did.
Yeah.
Pooped.
Yeah.
Well, you got a new trail book out, and I'm wondering if maybe you can tell folks a little bit about that, because it's a great book.
Yeah. Our trail book is coming out. We've got a party, a launch party on Saturday. It's from 4 to 6 o'clock. At the Travel Bug, and that address is 839 Paseo de Peralta. And
near the old hospital, for anyone who's lived here a long time.
Yeah. And the other event I wanted to mention is we have a Sierra Club and Beer in Santa Fe. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Second Street Brewery.
Now, what do you guys do at these beer meetings?
Well, they're sort of mixers. You know, we like to get new people involved, and we like to tell them about our programs. So it's a fun time for them to meet with members of the executive committee, and oftentimes people will end up volunteering after they've heard a little bit about what we do. So it's sort of an outreach to get new people involved.
Now, what time is the Second Street Sierra Club and Beer?
That's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday, next Tuesday the 29th.
Okay. And what time did you say the trail book launch was at Travel Bug?
The Travel Bug launch will be on this Saturday from 4 to 6.
All right. I'm making notes because I'm going to, you know, podcast this on the website, and I want to make
sure
I get all the information in there correct.
Yes, yes.
All right, Tom, thanks for checking in this morning.
All right, thank you very much.
Maybe, am I going to see you on Tuesday if I stop by Second Street?
You sure will.
All right, I want to, you know, put a face to the name. I do appreciate you checking in with the Sierra Club. Do it every Friday right here on Project 101.5.